Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, Wednesday. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. And we are down at the Convention Center for the annual March for Hunger. And our producer is still back in the studio. Frosty, say good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going out there?
It's going good. The weather is great. I'm getting feedback right now on my earphones, so I will continue to go on here. I joined, of course, by my sister, Linda.
Well, good morning. And yes, there is an echo, but we are here for the March to End Hunger for the Good News Rescue Mission. We encourage you, if you haven't left the house yet, to pull out a bag and go through your cupboards or even your refrigerator, because we are taking perishable, non-perishable. We're taking everything, checks. And what we're trying to do here is stock up the mission. We are going to be having a person on from the mission that's going to give us a little bit more detail.
We've got come by and see us right here at the Convention Center. Drive on by. People are coming in there now. Bring your food, bring your money, drop off your children to help clean up around here afterwards. So, but today we've got other things we're going to be talking about today.
That's right. We've got Ken White is right here. He's with Good News Rescue Mission. And when we come back from this break, we're going to hear from Ken and find out what this beautiful day and community is about.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side. California's main record searchlight. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, 1350 Placer Street. Rob's the attorney who specializes in bankruptcy, civil, and criminal cases. He's the one to go to. He's the man to trust. He will fight for you.
Hey, in case you hear a lot of banging around, that's because there's big trucks. We are on location. And that means that they're probably loading up right now and heading to the Good News Rescue Mission. They've got one truck full. Need a lot more, but right now we've got a special guest, Ken White, who is Director of Public Relations with the Good News Rescue Mission. Good morning, Ken.
How you doing, Linda? Thank you guys for coming.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell our good folks and listeners why we're here and what you need?
Well, every year we do this March to End Hunger food drive during the months of March and into April, and this event is particularly important to us this year, as our food stocks are about 50% of what they were last year. So we're in great need of food, and we appreciate all the radio stations, including you guys, coming out and doing this for us. We just can't say thank you enough for the community coming out and donating food and money and everything that they do for us.
Well, I understand is the mission served a record number of meals last year, over 203,000.
That's correct. We had 203,000 meals. That does not include all the additional groceries that we gave away to people in need. If you add up a meal equivalent for all the groceries that we gave away, you can add another 35,000+ meals on that end too. So we served almost 240,000 meals altogether last year.
You know, with the way the economy is going, and it's not going to get any better, it looks like, for this year from everything that we're seeing. Even the most rosy economic reports for the future, which of course are questionable, are saying this is going to go through 2009 at least, and maybe into halfway through 2010. So we're going to need to continue to help our fellow North Staters here.
Yeah, it's a really good time to give, let me tell you. And I know it's a really hard time to give for a lot of people. So all we have to give back to the community is a thank you and the services we provide to those in need. So I can't say thank you enough to everybody who does give, because we know so many people do it in a sacrificial way. They're really making sacrifices to make sure that people who don't have anything have something.
I have an idea. You know, when you come home and you drop all your coins in a box or a bag or a jar, and they have those wonderful machines called Coinstar. I think there's one at Rayleigh's. You can drop your coins in. You don't even know. You might think you have 10 bucks. Before you know it, you've got $45 of coins that have just been...
Or...
And then bring that by bring, because you can cash that in or go buy groceries with that and bring groceries by today, because we'll be here till 10, correct?
That's right. We actually will be here till 1 o'clock today. I think some of the radio stations will be switching out. Some of your sister stations will be showing up, but we'll be here till 1 o'clock. So get by on your lunch break. Come on by. We'll definitely be here to pick up your stuff.
Yeah, well, we asked Rush to hang, you know, to come in and take over from us, but yeah. He said he was a little bit busy. Maybe next year. Of course, $45 million, you know, a year. I mean, maybe you don't get into that. You know, one of the things too is that when people are gathering food, from what I understand, they might take a look at it. Some people have had food on their shelves for a long time, and there may be some shelf life.
That's
on
right.
This.
Yeah, that's one of the concerns that we have, and we really encourage people to watch those expiration dates. You know, if they're getting close, it's okay, because we'll probably use it up before it expires. But if it's expired, yeah, definitely watch that. And we're really trying to balance things out in terms of providing nutritious food too. So we're in the greatest need probably is for like canned meats, tunas, and fishes and chickens and things like that, things that can keep for a while.
Well, we're down here at the convention center, and you can just drive on by and drop stuff off. There's plenty of people standing by here to take your donations, take any money you have, any food that you have if you come through here.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Again, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is the first time, actually, we've been actually on location during our show. This is a lot of fun for us. I mean, we were out here at the 4th of July. We emceed the firework display here at the beautiful convention center. But we're here this morning. What a beautiful, beautiful morning. I'm sure you heard the thunderous storms last night were just amazing. And how wonderful for the skies to open up so we could be out here and greet and meet with you as you bring by some canned goods.
Food and money they need down here. You know, speaking of all the water we've had lately, but it's almost hard to believe is that we're still in the middle of a drought. And we've been getting a number of phone calls and a number of emails from people concerned about it. And the sense is that people that were getting water in their districts received a letter last Saturday that just said, essentially, you're getting zero water. And I'm talking about in the Clear Creek area. You're getting zero water, and you're going to have enough to have 50 gallons per person in your family. Well, this is not enough, because if you figure it takes almost 40 gallons to do a load of laundry, and if you've got a large family, this is going to kind of cut back on everybody's water, plus, you know, a shower or a bath, or just cooking, just staying clean. So when you start getting 50 gallons of water per person, it becomes a severe problem. With that in mind, you know, we called up and talked to a lady at the Clear Valley, or Clear Creek, I'm sorry, and her name is Char Workman Flowers. And I tell you what a great lady she is. She gave me more information about what's going on with these water wars than I could have possibly imagined. But one of the good things is they had a meeting last night, and it appears that they're going to have addition to the water use, the water amount that's given to the public and given to the people out there in Happy Valley. It's not as bad as it was, but it's still bad enough. And this is a subject we're going to be talking about in a show next week concerning about not just the water going to our friends and neighbors here in the North State, but water that's maybe taken away from us that's coming up, right? It's going to be coming up in the near future. Some things we need to be talking about.
Well, we all feel, and many of us feel, and we talk to our listeners on the street, and boy, one of the first things that comes into the conversation is about water, Southern California, Northern California. And, you know, we had a caller yesterday that was very, very disturbed and upset regarding Washington making choices about how we use our water. I believe, I don't know, we have a caller on the line. I believe we're trying to do this by remote. It's caller number one. We're not sure. If you just bear with us for a second.
Okay. We have a caller here. Frosty?
Oh, okay.
No car. Okay.
We're trying to do this to the computer and setting us up. But anyway, we are here on the Hunger Drive. It is for the Good News Rescue Mission. Come by and say hi. Of course, you know, we'll be here till 9 o'clock. And we got to take a break.
This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're down here at the Convention Center. It's Carl and Abbott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in California and the finest walk-in humidor I've ever been in. Joe and Shelly, Great American Espresso Joe's. The place to get coffee and tea any time of the day, any time of the night.
We've been talking about water. You know, there's a lot going on with water, so let's hear what our caller, Tom, has to say about water. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
You called early, Tom.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not too early a riser lately, so sometimes I don't turn you on till 8:45 or so. Anyway,
what you got?
I just
is
wondered
your loss,
if in that
Tom.
Stimulus package there was funds for a rain dancer.
For rain dancers?
Yeah. I mean, everything else that they're funding, I just thought they might try that. anyway, well, I mean, why is the Messiah out here flying Air Force One and seeding the clouds so we can get him another 20 inches of rain?
I'm sensing some anger here, Tom.
Pardon?
I'm sensing some anger here.
Well, yeah, you know, here they're going to cut the Central Valley Water project back to, you know, farmers are going to have to leave one-third of the ground fallow, the breadbasket of California. So that means vegetables are going to go up. But they're going to still send water down the delta because of some fish.
Smelt.
Yeah. Well, let's just catch them all. We won't have to worry about it. But, you know, I saw the water going out of Shasta Dam like crazy May, June, and July last year. And I said, you know, this is going to be a mistake. And I guess that they have going to force them to do the same this year. I mean, with the lake down below 100 feet from the crest.
Well, you know, I see is that they're talking about the lake is getting up higher and higher all the time, but it's still below the, you know, the area where they need it to be. And the problem is that the Bureau of Reclamation sees only two types of users, city and agriculture, and there are mixtures. And
okay.
they don't count that in there. So, you know, if you don't reach a certain level, they're going to cut your water off. And instead of paying, you know, like $187 for water, all of a sudden you're paying $800 for water.
Okay. Now, I have 20 acres out in Happy Valley, and I don't have ag water. So I've got a rental out there.
Right.
And I thought, the tenant says, hey, I'd like to grow a garden. So I says, yeah, I think that might not be a bad idea. We'd grow one together. I'm not always here. You can take care of it. I'll plow it all. I'll put the fertilizer in and everything. Now I guess I can't even grow a garden. There's a lot of small truck farmers out there in Happy Valley. What's this going to do to them? I mean, can you even grow a household garden? Or what are they going to do, come around with their water police? Oh, got a garden, shut it off.
Well, you know,
I mean,
what?
How are they going to monitor this thing? I mean, what are they going to say, your water allotment last year was this? You know, you're going to pay it boo-boo bucks. I had a leak in November that I didn't even know about, so I got the water bill.
Uh-huh.
A pipe had cracked. My water bill was $114, and it was usually about $50. And so, you know, I just think they're creating a more nightmare here. And doesn't Happy Valley get their water from Clear Creek and not from the dam?
Well, here's what I understand, Tom, on this, when I was talking to Char yesterday, is that what she's managed to fight for and to obtain is that instead of getting zero, and that you're going to get 50% now of your 2007 base year for agriculture. Cost is going to be a little bit higher because it's costing them more. But then they're going to get 1,000 cubic feet at a normal price with no additional cost up to 50%. You know, it's up to 50% more district. You're going to get what their cost is for having to run it through. So at least more water is coming in is the way I understand it from yesterday.
Well, I guess I should have went to this meeting last night, because I think, or is it tonight?
It was last night, and it was at the Happy Valley Primary School. Well, let me see. It's 7 p.m.
on
the
4th. Last year, all right, what happens if they, you know, like I said, I use about 14 units a month out there normally. So if I have tenants that didn't grow a garden, and now they're going to cut back some more, the Shasta Lake City wants 25%. How do you cut back when you're already down at a sort of a minimum now anyway? I mean, I just wonder, I think they're probably going to surcharge us a huge amount of money if we go over a certain allotment to where, you know, it'll cost you more to water the vegetables than if you just go buy them in the store. They're just pushing us back into a corner, which I think, well, maybe it's one way to lose some of this weight of mine. Just going on a big diet.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate your phone call, but this is not over yet.
I'll just leave you with this. I heard it said one time, if the government told us when to sow and when to reap, there would soon be a shortage of bread. Yeah. I think there's going to be a shortage of bread under this present administration who wants to manage everything.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, thanks for your phone call. We're going to have to take a quick break here. So, you know, this is not the only phone, not the only show we're going to have on water.
Yeah. We're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's get on with ABC News. Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio right here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got some information. We have callers calling and asking about some meetings, Carl.
Okay. I was looking at the meeting date again. That meeting for the water is going to be at the Happy Valley Primary School at 7 p.m. tonight. So if you want to go down and talk and hear about what's going on with the water problems out in Happy Valley, be at the Happy Valley Primary School, 7 p.m. tonight.
A lady that you talked with yesterday was very helpful.
She is a, so she's been with the district with like 21 years. So, I mean, just outstanding information she gave us on that. And her name's Char Workman Flowers. I mean, that's really
a beautiful name. Sounds like a poet, you know, like.
And we're down here at the convention center, which is all that strange noise you're hearing behind us. We're here for the Good News Rescue Mission, March Against Hunger. People can just drive by, drop off food, donations, money, checks.
We take it all. Yeah, and we heard from Ken White, their public relations person, that they are 50% down this year. Well, you know, we are all feeling this economic, I guess you call it, stretch, the restructuring of everything. We're feeling it on all levels. But if you can today find something in your cupboard or in your refrigerator, or maybe something like you said, that's how about the change that you find inside your pockets? That's happened to me a lot. I'll put on a pair of jeans and, ooh, where'd I get this 10? Or, oh, I have like four ones that I found rolled up that I forgot that went in the wash. Why don't you just bring those down? Because every cent helps, believe me.
Some of the things that the rescue mission has done is they've provided over 75,000 nights at the shelter. They've, again, we went over like a total of 238,000 meals. They've had dental clinic, 238 patients, distribution center, which is clothing, furniture, household items, over 63,000 times that's been done, and medical actions well over 2,000. So the Good News Rescue Mission does a lot of good work in our community. And if you've got that extra food, if you've got that, you know, it's hanging around, you can spare it. Come on down here to the convention center. Drop it off. Say hello to Linda and I.
Hey, we've been talking water, but you know what? You want to talk about woodpeckers for a second?
Let's talk woodpeckers.
You know, Woody Woodpecker, who's the screwball cartoon character, is famous for his constant pecking. You know, well, residents of Rossmore, an upscale retirement community east of San Francisco, have for years tried. Anyway, peaceful means to make the pesky birds go away, but now we're having a war.
Well, you know what? When you've got, like, thousands and thousands of woodpeckers, you know, we all remember that the big sound that the woodpeckers make, right? You know, when they start hammering. If you've never been around a woodpecker for any length of time, you just can't imagine how much noise these little devils make. I mean, you're 8 inches tall, redheads, and they just pound away.
Well, here's the controversy. Over 10 years... the homeowners have spent $170,000 on repairs and deterrence. Well, a spokesperson for the Rossmore community says that they even checked into using falconry, where somebody could bring out a falcon and scare the birds away, but they thought that was an expensive auction. So now they are looking into, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to start hunting the woodpeckers.
They're going to get a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to bring in a sharpshooter.
A sharpshooter who's going to kill woodpeckers. But you can just imagine how that's going over east of San Francisco.
Oh, I can't. So far, they've killed 22 woodpeckers near streets and with names like Spotted Owl Court and Gray Eagle Drive.
Well, Spotted Owl Court, you know, don't even get started on that one.
They have another permit to shoot 43 more by the end of May. But the California Audubon Society, see, there's several entities here that are outraged. The Audubon Society said this isn't going to work. You know, more birds are just going to replace them. But we just thought that was interesting. They're hiring a sharpshooter.
Well,
the association.
It's when you start going around trying to find happy news, sometimes it's hard to do that. You know, something that's not totally, totally a bummer, like earmarks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, earmarks. You know, we look at the amount of earmarks that's in this budget. And if you have to remember, President Obama, whom we want to lead our country out of the wilderness, right? And he promised he's going to do that. There's going to be change. Well, I guess the change does not go down to earmarks, because this is something he did say he would change, which, of course, he hasn't. Because there's going to be like $1.7 million in this $410 billion budget to study pig odor in Iowa. $2 million for the promotion of astronomy in Hawaii, $6.6 million for termite research in New Orleans, and $2.1 million for the Center for Grape Genetics in New York. It's coming out to looking like $7.7 billion worth of earmarks. And can we blame the Democrats for this? Well, of course we can. But we can also blame the Republicans. Because 40% of the earmarks, guess what, are from the grand old party there.
221-1402, we are taking your calls. Guess what? We can't take your calls. They go into the studio. They come to us. We can see it right here on the computer. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind? That's what this show is about, Free Fire Radio. It is open line. Tell us what's on your mind. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. What else you got there?
Well, we're on 1400 KQMS, and we'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Welcome back. We are live on location here at the Convention Center. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the experts in every kind of gem you could possibly want. Today, why we are here live, Carl and I, is because we're here for the Good News Rescue Mission's March Against Hunger. And this is so that you can drop by till 1 o'clock today. Any kind of food, it could even be perishable, checks. And this is for the food bank. So come on by, say hi to us. We'll be here, probably for another 15 minutes, Carl.
Oh, we'll be here at least 15 or 20 minutes. But this is a chance to come by and help our friends, or help the people that are less advantaged than we are. Some people that are on some hard times. The Good News Rescue Mission helps a lot of people out. And just drive on through. You don't even have to get out of your car. Just open up the back seat and let people get in, pull the stuff out. So this is a good chance to do that. Gosh, let me see. There's going to be, say again what we talked about for the meeting at the Happy Valley Primary School tonight at 7 p.m. They're going to be talking about water and the problems they're having with it and some solutions for it. So if you've got out there, and there's just a number of people, like I said, have called in and have written in talking about this problem. This is a chance to get some information from the district itself. Now, the other things that are going on, we've got tomorrow back in the studio, and we're going to be talking about what's going on the border right now and how that's impacting on us in California and the war there, and how it impacts on a number of our rights and the number of, you know, what's going on not only in California but Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, where they're actually calling out troops to go along the border to try and keep the violence south of the border.
You know, we've seen some people driving by in their cars smiling and waving. It's so heartwarming. And Carl and I love what we do. We get up every morning with joy in our hearts, even though sometimes we're talking about topics that are borderlining Bummerville. We are so happy to be here and be part of the community. We love it here in Reading, and the fact that we have this wonderfully organized run mission, Good News Rescue Mission, that has helped so many people through hard times. And I have to say, in the places I've lived in the world, I find gratitude and gratefulness for living here in Reading. And as we get closer to our 9 o'clock hour, I see the cars lining up, Carl.
They're starting to come in now, and the
school buses.
You know, if you fill, you know, if you completely fill up the back of your truck and bring it in with food and everything, we could probably have our producer Frosty wash it later on. What you just have to do is leave your name and number, and but it's got to be a full
really
truck. Hey, the other thing, too, is that for the drawings for the boat show, boat and outdoor show, we're going to draw that here in like about 2 hours, and we will get back to the number, to the people that have won. There's been a lot of people writing into us, emailing us, and also calling us.
We also have Pastor Dave.
Honey.
You are so cute, David, honey.
From the Good News Rescue Mission. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So how's it going so far?
You know, it's really going well. This has been a great morning so far.
You know, that's great. So are you getting money, food here coming in, or are people making donations?
Well, they're doing both. They're donations, cash donations, and they're bringing food, and we're really looking for the, you know, the non-perishable foods. But we've had some competition that's been stimulated between the county and the city.
Oh.
And so they're sending in different groups, and we're seeing how much each of them are going to give. But also Chronic Disaster brought in their whole fleet, and ServiceMaster came through with their whole fleet. So this is kind of a new thing for us here. So we're really seeing a lot of food coming at first thing in the morning. And I just think we've been blessed with incredible weather for this thing as well.
Can you believe that after what we went through last night?
We prayed very
hard. Fabulous.
Well, you know, you have that, and also they're supposed to get thunderstorms again this afternoon, but it'll be after the 1 o'clock cutoff date here.
And that's just exactly the way we'd expect it to be. And then we're also going to get snow, I hear. So, not here in Redding, but just up in the foothills.
Well, Pastor, you have a wonderful smile on your face, and when I said you're so cute, when somebody smiles from ear to ear, it's contagious. Thank you for bringing that big smile over here.
And, you know, with the name of Pastor David Honey, I mean, you had no choice, did you?
To what, be a pastor?
To be a pastor.
Well, when God puts a call on you, it's hard to resist.
I bet you have a big honey-do list.
That was old. Oh,
okay. That was actually original. I like that one.
Well, thank you, and that just encourages. We have callers.
Well, you know what?
Get to our callers.
Talking about original, I mean, she is original. I mean, there's something new every day with this woman. Thanks a lot, Pastor Honey.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
What do you think? Let's go to the phones. Caller number one.
Boo.
Hi.
Boo.
What do you got going on?
Hey, I just wish Carl would stop saying, see you on the other side.
Oh, okay. Does that scare you, Boo?
Yeah, I have visions of my bike going over a cliff, and then while I'm in the air, I'm seeing Carl on the other side.
Well, you know what? If you see me on the other side, then you know everything's okay, though.
Yeah. That means you're standing up and you can say hello on the other side.
Okay. Think that one over. Hey, great show, guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Boo.
Thanks for calling in. Foster, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. We hope you come by and bring a can or two.
Well, I'm tied up right now, and I can't make it, but I donate to there, so.
Excellent. What do you got?
Anyway, I want to thank Carl for calling me back when I left my message.
Well,
I'm being a little facetious, Carl.
Oh, about calling you back?
Yeah, I never got a call back from you.
Oh, to say that you got it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, we still haven't done the drawing yet, Foster.
I know you haven't, and you didn't tell me you're supposed to tell me how to get in it.
Well, you did. When you called in, you left your phone number.
Okay.
That's all you had to do, because anybody that doesn't have a computer, as soon as they called in and said, hey, this is for the tickets, I wrote their name down and the phone number, and I've got it down on my little notebook right here.
Okay.
So be listening tomorrow, because what we're going to do, we're going to be real honest here. We're gonna put the names and numbers on a little piece of paper and tear them up and put them in a hat, and we're going to pull out the names.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, listen on the air, and then you can come by the station and get your ticket.
Either that, or we're also going to call the winners, too.
Yeah.
You know, so just to make sure that you know you got it in case you couldn't hear tomorrow for some reason.
I'll hear.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Foster.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Well, that's how we have to do it, because we have tickets to see B.B. Newworth, too, and we've got to put those names in a bag or a hat and draw those names.
Yep.
Even though we have friends go, ooh, we want to come. Well, you know what?
Hey, you get in the line just like everybody else does. Okay, look, this is Carl and Abbott here on Free Fire Radio on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. We're down at the convention center. We're supporting the March Against Hunger, Good News Rescue Mission. We're doing well so far, but come on down, see us, and bring the food.
listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio here. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by New Image Photography. You'll catch them on Park Marina Circle. Go see Dan and Julia. They're going to make you look good, do a great family portrait, a senior portrait. You'll catch them next to the Bead Man. We completely recommend them as the best photographers. We are now, right now, this very moment, live right out here at the Convention Center, and we are here for the March Against Hunger, which is for the food bank, for the Good News Rescue Mission. Come and join us. It's pretty awesome what's happening here, and the outpour from the community is very heartwarming.
Okay, we had a call from a lady wanting to know where the Happy Valley Primary School is. The address for that is 16300 Cloverdale Road.
And that's over the water stuff tonight.
Yeah, that's right. This is for the meeting on for the Happy Valley up there for the water. The water questions, and they've got a lot of answers, and they're going to be able to answer a lot of questions here. But again, that address is 16300 Cloverdale Road.
Again, we're here at the Convention Center, and they will be accepting any kind of donation, anything perishable, anything canned. Just do what you can till 1 o'clock today.
That's right, and come on by. So far, it's been really good this morning. As we've been watching the cars and watching the, the good thing about an SUV, you can load it up with a lot of food. And that's what people are. And they're waving at us as they're going by. Hey, thank you. So we've got at least, some people coming through this.
She looked tan. She had one of the, what do they call the things in Hawaii that they can't think of about the thing around the neck?
The lei?
Yeah.
Wonder why she had a lei around her neck. It's going to, I don't know. We're out here. We're freezing. There's fires across the way from us. We're going to run over. In fact, they've got a bunch of Canadian geese. I'm going to go over and grab one and hug it here pretty soon if it gets any colder.
Now, we love you guys. We want to remind you to go to freefireradio.com. Email us anything that's on your mind, what you want to hear, guests that you want. And also KQMS.com is always streaming, so you can go anywhere in the country and hear us.
Always streaming. And if you're not, just don't happen to be here, you can... You can still listen to us. You can still write into us, and you can still call us. As most of the ideas we get from the show, or most of the directions we go in the show, is from you all. This is your show. It's completely open line. You know, we may come in with some subjects. In fact, we'll come in with four or five subjects, and it's very rare that we'll get through three of them because somebody else will come in with a comment, and that's just what it's for. This is the North State's open line.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we love doing this. I mean, if it bothers you, you know it's going to bother a bunch of other people. Yeah. We have somebody walking by and smiling at us. Here.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. There you are. Here. Okay, it's a smiling face that looked like she just came back from Hawaii with a lei around her.
And she's bringing in food and stuff for the Good News Rescue Mission.
You have anything to say to our listeners?
A lot of canned meat,
and that's what they said they needed. Canned meat, tuna, salmon, chicken.
Spam.
Canned meat is a big deal.
Denny Moore's stew.
All right.
It goes till 1 o'clock today, and I know Reading. We love Reading here. We love the North State, and you all always reach deep to help those less fortunate, and that's one of the reasons we love it up here. But people care about each other.
I'm sorry, we're going to be back in the studio tomorrow. But the topic is?
Well, we're going to be talking about the war along the border. It's starting to affect us, and it's starting to affect us in many ways that we don't even realize, in the sense that all of a sudden things are going to start happening, in the sense of we're going to take a few more little freedoms away from you. We're going to keep chipping away at the individual freedoms. And this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This is something all Americans should take a look at and be a little bit afraid of, is that in the guise of helping another country to the south of us, or to protect us, it's more freedoms that just get chipped away. You know, we saw that in the last 8 years, and it's continuing, and I expected a little bit of a change, but I didn't expect it to be changing to the other side like this.
Meanwhile, what can you do? You feel like, what can I do? Well, you know what you can do right today is to come by the Convention Center and make a donation. That's something you can do personally with your energy today to help shift, actually help feed a family, help those in need. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we're with Free Fire Radio here on News Talk KQMS. We love this job.
We do. And, you know, and we're going to, they're going to be here from 9 to 1 today, so continue to come on down.
We get to be together.
We get to be together, but we also get to meet a lot of really great people. So, all right. So, look, this is Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?